This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back a returning guest, and I'm super excited to have him back on the show because I believe we're getting him at the very early stage of the curve line. Their stock is grossly undervalued. We're talking no other than Franchise Holdings International. They were on the show about 6 months ago, December the 19th, 2017. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol FNHI. And with us today to bring us up to speed about his company is the president and CEO, Stephen Rossi. Stephen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Everett.
Give my listeners, because this has been 6 months, give them a little bit about statement about your company and what you guys do, and then I want to get into some Q&A.
For sure. So just to refresh, Franchise Holdings International is a holding company, or the parent company, that finds high growth, high revenue opportunity companies. Right now, our main investment, our exclusive investment, is the subsidiary Worksport. So Franchise Holdings is worried, directed towards finding companies that are going to be profitable and that are going to have explosive revenues and just ahead of that curve. So these kinds of businesses that, you know, are just starting off, there's proof of concept, there's a huge market, all the story plays out and we can monetize it immediately. So that franchise and that's the MO. It's a pure consumer, or sorry, a pure capitalist company that we're focused on earnings, revenues. Worksport, the subsidiary, is exactly that. It's an innovative producer of truck bed covers. So the number one sold item out there, number one sold truck or vehicle out there are light trucks, pickup trucks, Fords, Dodge, GMs, and they're dominating the market. And the number one most popular go-to accessory or must-have for that truck is a tonneau covering. That's exactly what Worksport is. It's a huge market. It's been full of huge mergers and acquisitions over $100 million from competitors that we've had previously. And it leaves Worksport in a very advantageous, very enviable position of being one of the very few exclusive, independently owned producers, designers, inventors, and manufacturers, ultimate manufacturers of these huge selling covers. And these covers sell in thousands per day. I think it's $7 million of tonneau covers are sold just in the aftermarket every day. So that is the parent, FNHI. It's all about revenues and earnings. And Worksport's all about designing, inventing, getting those revenues, getting those earnings in the truck space, what we do well.
You know, you and I have gotten to know each other over the last couple of years, and I think I know a little bit about your integrity and everything. I know that you're looking out for your shareholders. You're not want to do any toxic deck like the rest of the OTC on there. But what is really important to you?
What's really important to me is it's about ethics. It's about revenue. It's about sustainable growth. And these are all key phrases. They're all catchphrases. They may not mean a lot, but what they mean to me is ethics are the business ethics of not selling to different people, for example. So we have a client, two clients where you are in Arizona, for example, and they're right down the street from each other. It is unethical to go to one and then go to the other. It's ethical to go to one and build your partnership. And then should that partnership dissolve over years that are mutually amicable and they close up or whatever, then you go back. That's the ethics of business, doing things right as opposed to doing things kind of the backwards way or the hidden way. And that applies also to FNHI. It's not taking toxic debt. It's not growing out with convertible debentures and derivative liabilities. It's not misguiding shareholders. It's not, you know, promising or alluding to one thing or the other. That's what ethics are. Sustainable growth to me really and truly means something that's going to be there quarter after quarter, year after year. So if you see us with a $500,000 revenue quarter, you're going to see us with $500,000 or $600,000 next year or next quarter and the quarter after and the quarter after. We don't want to be the company that has a peak and then a valley where, you know, we have a $1 million a year and investors, you know, start coming in and everyone's super excited about it. And then all of a sudden, you know, it plateaus. That is not fair. What we want to do is we want to make sure we get there ethically and we sustain it at a reasonable growth rate so that we can work for, again, revenues and then ultimately earnings. And earnings are the most important part. That's what business is all about.
Well, you know, let's talk about that. What are some of your goals and by when?
Oh, man, we have such a full plate for the rest of this year. Outside of FNHI and getting the QB status and the CSC listing and raising a bit of capital, the goals for the company, the targets are to build out. We have three different types of programs. Number one is we're all business to business. We do not at this point believe in business to consumer. So we're not, you know, can't find us online, buy us direct. We go through distribution. We have some very, very high level distribution accounts, you know, into the 9 and 10 figure. We have Fortune 500 accounts as well that we're working to build out and evolve with. But the short term goals are let's build out our private label and OEM manufacturing division, and then we have our business to business. So to branch that off, Worksport designs, invents, and patents amazing products. And that's the Alpha that we talked about in the past and people could find online, and the Alpha Helios, which is the most inventive featured truck bed system that produces electrical, produces 300, 400, 500 watts of electrical current that'll power a lithium ion pack in the bed of your truck. It'll give you on and off grid power if you're a contractor, outdoorsman. I mean, this is the innovation. This is the exclusive excitement in the market. And that'll be a Worksport brand. So everything that Worksport comes out with as a business-to-business product will be branded as an amazingly innovative product. And the Helios that we came out with 2 years ago is literally us just stretching before the race. That is the tip of the iceberg. We have so much innovation in our back pocket that we're trying to get out there that, you know, the show has yet to start. Then there's the private label and OEM manufacturing. We have been in discussions many times, and things are evolving on this front, so stay tuned, but many times with other businesses, 9-figure and 10-figure businesses, brands in our workspace that have a marketplace. They have huge revenues and they have a huge thirst for their brand and their products, but they lack in the innovation department, or they lack in the time maybe to innovate, or the ability. Worksport, we can navigate patents, we can build out a patent, we have been building out our patent portfolio and trademark portfolio. So we're going to be building out this private label and OEM manufacturing, where we're going to be entrusted with other very large brands to manufacture their products for them. So, you know, a 9-figure, 10-figure, you know, company comes to us and says, we need a tonneau cover, we have a marketplace, you guys have the patents and the configuration and the know-how, so you make them for us. So we participate in the front end and the back end. The back end is huge revenue opportunities, and things are really evolving rapidly on that front. When you're making for other brands, guys that already have their market share, they have distribution, they have sales, they have clients in a 30, 40, 50, 60, or 100 year history or tapestry of business, and then you have your building a brand, building your empire as a consumer brand, and that's with Worksport Direct, which will be your Alphas and your Helios. So these are the short term goals are to raise some capital. We've promised our shareholders the $5 million revenue mark, and we're going to get there as quickly as we possibly can. And we're profitable, you know, at $1.5 million or $2 million in revenue. And after that, it's all about revenue and earnings, and that's it.
What's the chatter going on with your company about dual listing?
Oh, man, we've been working on that. The CSE is one of the most prestigious exchanges we've had the pleasure of working with, and I mean, these guys are astute, they're dynamic, they're just, they've been an amazing experience. We've been trying to catch up on our filings, and we will be caught up very soon. And once we are caught up, you know, the we'll be fully listed on the CSE. The CSE's upper management verbatim says, we know who you are, we're just eager and excited to get you on board. So, you know, we've had two rounds of comments. We're working on the response to the second round of comments, which might be the last round, or there might be another round of comments on our prospectus. Once the CSC, the OSC is satisfied and has no further questions, it's immediately, we are immediately accepted into the CSC. You know, and we have everything, we have gunpowder behind us on that. We have, you know, the commitment to capital from gunpowder relating to that as well. I mean, it's all green lights. It's just a matter of getting, one last batch of financials, which is Q1 financials. Once that's done, it's send in the comments, the responses to their comments, and we're hoping for green light. And if so, you know, we're hoping Q3 listing on the CSE, which is something that's tremendous. It's a huge milestone for our company.
You've been listening to Stephen Rossi. He is the CEO and president of Franchise Holdings International, Inc., which they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol FNHI. The reason why I really like this company, I asked him to come back on the show, and Stephen, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys got close to nearly 10 patents. Your market cap's only about 1.5 million. I mean, the patents got to be worth more than that. And you're only doing, I think, 3.5 times your revenues.
Yeah, it's. I believe that right now the value for shareholders is that we are undervalued. And we're going to be working on building and bringing the best shareholder value out there. We have on and offline exposure planned. We're working on our media assets, our web assets, our social medias. I mean, we're trying to get everything going in Q3. We'll really start to build that out, and things will evolve fast for us. But we are very, very undervalued in our opinion. You know, there'll be differing opinions on that, but we've built out an evolving patent portfolio of lots of patent applications, and with the U.S. and Canadian Patent Office, trademark applications, and just on those assets alone, with revenues hovering between $500,000 to $1 million, you know, we believe that there's huge opportunities, and we've had an overwhelming demand for product where, you know, the revenues realized, you know, are almost outweighed by the pending sales, so to speak. Is if we sold a dollar, we have a dollar worth of product that's waiting to be shipped. We just need the capital to be able to keep up with the demand. It's insane. Just so you know, Everett, you know, adequate inventory levels in our market is about 2,000 pieces per line. We have 5 lines. So, you know, that's about 10,000 units in stock, assuming that each item costs, for example, which we don't know, I can't give the exact cost at this time, but assuming that each item costs $100, that's $1 million in inventory. So for us to get, you know, or look for a capital raise of $1 million, you know, will get us our adequate inventory levels. But with that adequate inventory levels, we forecasted $50 to $100 million in revenues at a profit level at $2 million US. So just basic napkin math, everyone can understand that, you know, we've really, really only just started. And you're right, we're just at the bend of the curve. And once we catapult around, we built an amazing foundation that when we raise some capital and we get moving, you know, with inventory, things will evolve very rapidly. And those shareholders that participate at this level should be quite happy, because I believe we are very undervalued.
Well, share your roadmap with us. How are you going to reach your goal?
Well, CSE listing and the OTCQB listing, with being fully current, will get us to a point where we believe we'll be able to raise capital. The capital we're going to be looking to raise is going to be non-dilutive, non-convertible, non-toxic, non-derivative capital. So we're going to be looking for accredited investors that will invest directly with the company in exchange for stock and warrants. And with that growth capital, we can start building out our inventory, building out our business-to-business models, which would be the Alpha, the Helios, and the Worksport brand, and then also the other products that will be selling through private label and OEM sales. Once we can stock our warehouses, of which we have 3, we have Toronto, Ontario, we have Pennsylvania, and we have California warehouse that are all sitting. The Pennsylvania warehouse is utilized. The California warehouse will be opened once we have the inventory for it. We have the logistics network. We have supply chain solutions in place. You know, so once the inventory is under control and we have enough to be able to feed the machine, you know, the revenues will follow. And we've proven that out over the past 5 years with millions of dollars in sales.
Well, we're running out of time today. I want to thank you for coming on the show. I want my listeners to take a look at Franchise Holdings International. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol FNHI. Stephen, thanks for coming on the show. Please come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
I will, for sure. Thank you very much, Everett.
Talk to you soon.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.